Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 39th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
For the next few minutes, I want to share with you about a Jewish wedding. Some of you have heard this, and it's just a good time to share it this morning to those who've never heard. When Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." When he used that term, "receive you unto myself," is that word in the Greek, paralambano. It means to pull to yourself. It's a term of marriage, of endearment. It's the same word, exact same word we find in the Gospel of Matthew. Remember, Joseph finds out that Mary, his wife, is with child, and it's not belong to him. Remember that story? She's going to have a baby, born of a virgin. And in Matthew chapter number 1, the Holy Spirit, an angel appears to him and says, "Joseph, fear not. Take unto thee Mary to be your wife." In other words, don't put, he literally was going to divorce her. He was going to put her away. And he said, Joseph, don't do that. Take Mary. That was the word, paralambano. Take her to be your wife, and you love her and keep her and cherish her. Well, when Jesus told the disciples in John 14 that I will come again and receive you unto myself, that's the word he used, and they knew exactly what that word meant. There was no question. It was a word of not just endearment, but a term that they actually could use in the marriage circles. I just gave you an example of Mary and Joseph using that term. Well, when a Jewish wedding would take place, before a Jewish wedding, typically what would happen, the young man will leave the home of his father. Now, I want you to see the compare. Stay with me and just see the beautiful analogy here, the story of this. He would leave the home of his father, and he would come to the home of the bride that he's chosen for himself. And before they come together, the Lord, that young man who's chosen this lady for his bride, will strike up an agreement with the father of the bride for a price. We call it like a dowry. In Hebrew, the word is mohar, M-O-H-A-R. It's like a dowry. People in foreign countries still do this. They pay a price for their bride to be. The father and the prospective bridegroom will work out a price. How much is my daughter's worth? You've heard this illustration. I got to move quickly through this. Had a fella, one of my preacher boys, who before I got to Kenya, his name was Josephat Mukaya. And he married this lady, beautiful lady. They'd already had a couple kids, and they'd worked out where he owed the father 10 goats. That was the price of the daughter. 10 goats. Haley, some of you ladies think you're worth more than 10 goats. Anyway, during the years, he hadn't paid all he was kind of making installment payments. You know what I'm saying? Here a goat, there a goat, everywhere a goat, goat. Well, we went to Lodwar. We started a church there, had him and some other preacher boys. And I'll never forget, he brought a goat I had in the Zuzu Trooper. It wasn't a truck. It was like an SUV. He brought a nasty, stinking goat. I said, "Joseph, what are you going to do?" He said, "I got to take this home." I said, "That thing ain't going in my vehicle." And then he told me the story that the dad was coming to repossess his wife. The dad was going to repossess his wife. He hadn't made the final payments on her. And so even though they had children, the dad would say, "I'm getting my daughter back." So please, preacher, please. And I'll never forget that ride from Lodwar all the way to Kakamega. That goat was stunk. You know, we'd stop for restroom breaks. That goat didn't know you had a restroom break. He's in the back of the vehicle, right there behind the back seat, you know, all wide open. Anyway, the story was, he took him back and made his payment paid off his bride. that they'd been married and had kids. Anyway, that's kind of the custom. And that was the way it was, and it still is today over there. And that's the way it was in Jewish time. They would settle on a price. Now, they would agree upon a price. And when they agreed upon a price, basically they shook hands. And the man, and when he paid that price, she belonged to him. They were married. You following? They were married. They haven't consummated their marriage yet, but in the laws of the Jewish people, they were married. They made that agreement. And to seal that agreement, they would drink a cup of wine. Because the young man would go back to his father's house. He hadn't prepared a house yet. He wanted to make sure she was going to marry him, okay? So everything was agreed. He paid that price, and they drank a cup of wine. And what it was saying, now I'm going to leave, but while I'm gone, you be true to me, and I'm going to be true to you. In other words, you be faithful. I'm going to be gone for an unspecified amount of time. Typically, it was 12 months. In about a year span, he would go back and come back to get her unannounced, but about 12 months. But again, didn't know the exact date that the young man would come back to get his bride. So they would drink that, and okay, I'll be true to you, you'd be true to me. And so off he went back to the father's house. Does this sound familiar? Hope you're putting something together here. While he was at the father's house preparing a place for the bride, remember, they're already married. They just hadn't consummated their marriage. That's why it talks about in Matthew about Mary and Joseph. They were married. They just haven't yet come together. Are you following? About their marriage. But they were very much husband and wife in the laws of the Jewish people, the lives of the law. That's why he was thinking about putting her away. He was going to divorce her, and an angel came. Don't do that. Take her to be as your wife. Anyway, while he was away preparing for a house for the bride, the bride had some responsibilities. She had to prepare something that was called a trousseau. Most of our ladies, I don't know if our young ones have any idea what a trousseau is, but it's her wedding garment. It's her wedding gown. It's other things that prepared that when the groom would come to receive her, she would be ready. Her gown would be sewed. Everything would be in order so that when he comes, she wouldn't be embarrassed, that she wasn't prepared for his coming. I'm going to pull this all together in just a minute, but I think you see the analogy of where I'm going with this, of Jesus and us. He's preparing a place for us. While he's preparing a place for us, we need to be doing something, preparing ourselves, keeping our lives pure and clean and faithful to him, and getting our wedding garments together, because one day we're going to be married to him, Lord willing. That's a whole other subject. But you see the beauty of this, the Jewish wedding analogy. Well, after an unspecified amount of time, the young man comes completely unannounced to pick up his bride. The house is completed. At the father's house, he built her a house. He comes back to prepare, and he brings with him an entourage with him. He comes in, if you could say, like a gate, so to speak. Most places had a gate around it for protection, all their homes and all, and still do today, fences. And he would be at the fence, and there would be a great shout. Most of the time in Jewish tradition, they would come close at midnight. It was dark, late. Completely unannounced, with a whole entourage, and the bride better be ready. Okay, she got her gown ready, everything ready. She's prepared. He comes completely unannounced with a shout. The Lord's coming one day with a shout. Hope you're getting this beautiful picture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.